What's going on for the new year? How was the year overall? And looking forward to 26.
You know, in 2023, in August of 23, our primary seatbelt law went into place. And in 2023, we had 105 fatals here in North Dakota. Last year, with a full year of that primary seatbelt law being in place, we ended the year at 89. And right now, we're at 80 this year for North Dakota. And I'm hoping it stays at 80. We have a few more days here, a couple more days of December. Well, we're hoping we can keep that 80, and we haven't seen 80 fatalities in our state in a long, long time. We're talking probably 40 or 50 years, and traffic was a lot lighter then, and we have so much more traffic, so much more population now. So I think one thing it's really showing us is that primary seatbelt law has changed the severity of some of those crashes that we had in the past. There's more people wearing their seatbelts, and that's why we're seeing that fatal count being reduced as well. And our goal is obviously January 1st, we start the new year off. North Dakota has a Vision Zero campaign here. Our goal is to get down to zero fatality crashes, but that takes everybody out there driving to make sure that we get to that. So wearing your seatbelt, driving distraction-free, driving for conditions, right-of-way stuff, stopping at stop signs, doing all those things as good defensive drivers to be as safe as possible out there so we can keep our fatal count and try and drive that down to zero each this next year.
Any of the fatalities are still obviously. I see a lot of people not wearing their seatbelt. Are the fatalities, can any of them be attributed to not having their seatbelt on in the first place?
For the fatalities that would involve seatbelt use, right now we're looking at about 56% of our fatal crashes involve somebody not wearing their seatbelts, which again, that's still too high of a number. But with the fatal count being driven down, just anecdotally, I can tell you that more people are wearing their seatbelts because we have those crashes, which I'll give you a prime example. Like on a day like today, a one vehicle rollover. That's about a third of our crashes where people die in North Dakota. And all of those crashes involve people not wearing a seatbelt. But if you're wearing a seatbelt, most likely you're going to walk away from those crashes. So we've had a couple of rollover crashes on I-29 today. We're talking about highway speeds. It's probably 75, 80 miles per hour those people are driving. They've rolled over and they've survived those crashes because of their seatbelt on. I can tell you that if they were not wearing their seatbelts, they most likely would have suffered severe injuries or they'd have been died today. And so, seatbelts really do truly save lives. And that's the biggest thing you can do anytime you get inside your car is that 2 seconds it takes you to grab that seatbelt and click it in. That's the safest thing you can do each and every day that you get in your car.
If you're betting on, what the outcome will be, I would, you got to bet that, God forbid, you do get in a horrific, any kind of crash, you're going to be better off if you're strapped in. Ask any NASCAR driver. The Vision Zero. Talk a little more about that. How long has that been going on? And I think that's great.
It's been going on for, I believe, we're in our 11th or 12th year here in North Dakota. So it's a combination of both local and state law enforcement, the North Dakota Department of Transportation, and North Dakota Department of Health. And it's just a program to engage with our drivers out there, the people that are driving on our roadways. Yep. With enforcement, education, and then also engineering things. So you're seeing changes on our roadways. Like you see cable median barriers that are going up on our interstate system. You see the rumble strips on our roadways that will alert people when they're driving. If they're falling asleep or something, they cross the center line, they're going off on the shoulder, that hopefully will wake them up, right? It'll keep them in their lane. We're making wider markings on the roadways as well, so it's easier to see in those low light conditions or when we have weather that's going on out there. It's easier for people to tell where they are on the road. So there's not always just the enforcement action of it with that, which is law enforcement, right?
Sure.
We do the education things as well. So the North Dakota Department of Transportation has 5 Vision Zero coordinators out there. All they do is education for young drivers and all drivers alike. We're out there partnering with them. Our local agencies are. We are. To do educational efforts to engage with the public out there, because really 95-96% of crashes happen because of driver error. So if somebody's speeding, they've done something wrong, right? Very, very few crashes happen because there's a mechanical failure on your car. It's because of driver error. So we can prevent crashes from happening by people driving responsibly. And that's what Vision Zero is all about. It's about driver responsibility and making sure they understand that it's their responsibility to make sure that they're safe, but also all the other people that are driving around them safe as well.